Okay. I'm Kelly Yoshihara, and my major is kinesiology.
Hi, Kelly. What is your expected graduation date?
May 2019,
this year. Why did you choose AES?
Originally, I wanted to go to PA school, so I chose AES so that I could do that and then take my prereqs for PA school. And then I also took like sports medicine in high school, and I just loved it. So.
Yeah, I took sports medicine in high school as
well. Yeah, it was so fun.
Do you have any certifications as of now?
No. Yeah, no.
Do you wish to get any in the future?
It's funny, I actually like changed my whole career path, so like I wanted to do PA, so I was gonna do that and then go to PA school, but I think that I don't want to do that anymore, and I want to be a teacher, so
next step in your education career field?
So like I said, I want to be a teacher, so I think that I'm gonna get, after I graduate, get my credential, and then probably apply to get my master's in education.
Yeah.
And then,
Well, are you still getting your degree in AES though?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure. It was too late for me to change now because I'm a senior, so I'm still gonna do that. And then, I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe teaching sports medicine, like at a high school or something.
So you would be able to do like sports med and PE if you wanted to and stuff. Okay, for sure. And next question is, what is your career goal?
My ideal would be to work at a high school. And then right now, so I'd be a high school teacher in honestly whatever subject. If I could do sports medicine, that'd be cool. If not, probably some sort of science or math. And then I also coach right now at a local high school. So if I could like coach at whatever high school I worked at too.
What high school do you
coach? South Hills.
South Hills?
Yeah.
What sport? Soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. Any general advice for college freshmen or transfer students new to APU?
Yeah, I would say my biggest advice, just for college in general, one big thing is if you have the chance, study abroad.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you study abroad at?
I went on the kinesiology one to Australia this past summer. It's amazing. And like, if you have the chance to, and I know it's really hard with sports, but if you can, like, definitely go do it. I would also say, like, really look into, like, the career that you want, because a lot of times, like, coming in, I kind of just chose whatever was, like, the first thing I thought of and went with it, and then I think by the end, I realized that that was something that I just decided freshman year and went with it, but I never really thought about if I wanted to do it or not. So, like, really looking at your career and seeing like, is this something I can actually see myself doing instead of just like, oh, it's practical, because the whole reason I wanted to go to PA was because it was practical and it paid a lot of money, you know, but I didn't actually want to do that. So really thinking about that before it's like too late to change, you know, because I think I decided really late to change. I wouldn't change anything but like how I did it, but I'd still recommend like thinking about it.
And about studying abroad, do they have like opportunities like during the summer to be able to do that, so that doesn't interfere with sports?
Yeah, okay. They actually have a lot. So like, I don't know if they're going to do the kinesiology one again in like next year, but I think they might do like every other year or something. Okay. So there's that one. And then the, I know that they have multiple ones. I haven't really looked at the other ones, but if you just like take your GE somewhere, you can do that too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice being a kinesiology major, like related to it?
I would say definitely really grow a relationship with your professors, because they are going to be like your references or the people, like really good connections. And plus, like with our major, it's very like all the teachers teach through, like once you meet them, you know, you're gonna have them for multiple classes, so it's like, it's really good to like get to know them and build like a really good relationship with them, because like they'll do all your letters of rec and all that stuff. So I would definitely say that.
And okay. being a kinesiology major and like changing your career path, like how has that affected you so far?
Yeah, it's made it harder for me because I really loved sports medicine and like all that, but I think that it was just really fun for me to learn about the human body, but like, but I realized like that's not what I wanted to do, so it's been really hard for me to like still try really hard in my classes and like care a lot because it's not really what I want to do. So I feel like it's kind of affected me in that way and just like enjoying my classes and like learning a lot. But honestly, like my path has like led me to like figure out what I wanted to do. Yeah. So I would say that like I wouldn't change it.
Also, being a teacher, you'd be able to touch the lives of those high school students because you're always around high school students anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And like that's all I wanted to do. And like I realized that I'm definitely someone who wants to like work with people and like make an impact.
Yeah.
And obviously like doctors can for sure do that. But I just feel like this way you can grow relationships more, you know?
Yeah. So. Of course, communication skills is involved in both aspects of like kinesiology or being a teacher.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Is there anything else? I don't know if you need me
to be it.
To do anything.